Griffin here.
None of these scenarios are based on any real-life events. Everything is made up entirely on the spot. Take it away, song!
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Griffin.
And I'm Steve the Dog.
And this is Kill to Death,
the improvised true crime podcast.
The show that's finding its footing. Wouldn't you say we're figuring it out?
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say by episode 478, we'll be at our peak.
That's going to be good.
Which is exactly when you want to hit it. speaking of peak entertainment, we have a number of amazing rep theaters in Toronto, including the Review Cinema, which I just went to very recently.
What is a great place? What is rep theater?
Repertory, I believe.
And what does that mean in terms of me, the customer?
I believe that just refers to kind of independently owned and like a specific scheduled like old movies and
right. This isn't Cineplex. This isn't your Barry Cineplex.
No. These are a little more nuanced and a little more unique in their selection of showings and screenings. And there's tons of great ones across the city. So the summer is a great time to get out there and go see a picture. Maybe an old one you've never seen. We're talking about the best ones to see this summer at some of the best little tucked away theaters all across the city.
That's right. Number one, and I hope it's old enough by the summer, Ricky Stenicki. Keep an eye out for the Farrelly Brothers' return to form, Ricky Stenicki, starring John Cena and Zac Efron. Stop doing that. our guest has figured out that for his Zoom, every time he does the rock on hands, a laser show happens automatically. And it's the most distracting thing I've ever seen in my life.
I set the over-under at 18 more times in the episode. That'll happen.
We're on pace for more.
Okay, you're watching Ricky Stenicki, is that what it's called?
Ricky Stenicki is what it's called.
Did you go to a theater for Ricky Stenicki?
No.
Oh, okay.
But that's why good. I'm so excited for this summer.
And where's it playing?
Stenicki Dome. It's a new
that was called the Sticky Dome. I've been reading that wrong.
Oh, yeah, you were like, I don't want to go there. Never get out.
It's called the Sticky Dome, and everyone's trapped inside. Well, the floors of every movie theater make them a sticky dome.
Fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Steve, what are you going to be checking out?
I want to see they're doing a screening of On the Waterfront, and you can guess where it is.
The top of the CN Tower.
That's right. So you can sit on that boat. That's that old pirate ship that's near the water and look back at the CN Tower where they're projecting it on the side of it. It's a pretty thin tower. So
yeah, you know what they should do is like kind of use it has a light up function. I wonder if they have enough LEDs in there that they could kind of play it on the CN Tower.
That's true. They could also maybe just play it sideways.
This is not helpful. The listeners don't know when you do it.
It's the CN Tower.
That's true.
Oh, okay, they should have assumed you were doing it.
In this case, it was helpful. Now I can picture it.
What? You said lights.
I gotta set them off.
Yeah.
I wonder if the Zoom's gonna have like a cap. Does the Zoom eventually just go like, all right, you gotta stop?
Maybe I'll stop. Fine, I'll stop. This moment, I'm done.
So you're watching On the Waterfront, saluting. the old Marlon Brando film.
Yeah, and it's going to be converted to 9x16 and projected long ways on the CN Tower.
Is it black and white?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Oh, that's
why I'm so excited for it.
And my my final recommendation for what you should see in theaters is Zoom calls. Zoom has a bunch of new exciting features,
oh,
and
yeah.
You can schedule your work meetings for a nice matinee. go in there to the theater, have them set up a webcam on top of the theater. Yeah, there it is. All right. Hey, listeners, take a drink.
I really should have set that over under higher.
This is great.
Yeah,
we're at
four. Five laser shows and a fireworks.
I think that just about covers it.
Sorry, guys.
Steve, you want to do a final one?
Sure. One final one. I can't wait to watch the B movie.
No, not a final laser show, a final pip.
All right, let's start.
You're not Steve.
I don't know who you're talking to. You're not making eye contact with me. Is there one for this?
No!
There is!
Okay, for the listener.
A thumbs down. Yeah.
Makes
rain.
Makes it a storm.
That in Death Valley and you'll make millions.
Steve, speaking to our guest, would you like to start the episode?
You'll make millions. Yeah, I do want to start the episode.
The victim, Ricky Legolas, found dead in a hot tub. Today's guest, Gimlet Thoroughshield, who found the body during a party. Gimlet, hello.
Hello, how's it going?
We're okay. How are you?
Pretty sad. Ricky was a good friend of mine, actually.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Oh, yeah, okay. For the listener, we're making it rain.
You can't see my tears in the rain. Sorry.
It's not. I'm not crying. It's just it's Death Valley, and I want to make millions. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, get that loot.
What?
Get that loot.
Get that loot. Where are you from, Gimlet?
Well, currently I reside in Death Valley. But I'm actually from Middle Earth. I don't know. It's not that cool. Don't really want to talk about it.
What inspired the move?
Well, I did a quest for a guy, and he threw me down a portal to Death Valley.
Wow.
Is again, this the same Death Valley that we know? Like just the desert?
Yeah, is this like California?
Yeah, California. Sunny SoCal.
So there's a portal that leads to Middle Earth. And I'm sorry, did you do something wrong? Like, did you wrong this guy and he threw you in a portal? Or
yeah,
was he evil?
I spilled cranberry juice on his robes.
No.
And he wears, like, white robes.
And what was the quest?
It was Gandalf the White, yeah.
Okay.
What was the quest? I had to get him
cranberry juice.
I had to get him a goblet of cranberry juice and I just spilled it. Butterfingers Gimlet is what they used to call me, but I've shed away that persona in Death Valley.
You can start anew in Death Valley. Nobody knows you for all your...
Yeah, I see a surfboard in the background.
Yeah, I've joined a frat in Death Valley, a so-called frat house. We party almost every night.
Almost.
Almost, not last night.
Okay.
Because that's when we found poor old Ricky, like, last... Dad.
No, I'm only somewhat familiar with the Lord of the Rings series.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. So, but from what I know of it, Legolas is a character. Was Ricky from Middle Earth as well?
Yeah, he was. That bastard. He followed me in. He said, "You're not going without me, you bastard." He grabbed hold of my axe handle. We fell down the portal together. That idiot. He chased me to his death, that stupid fool.
You think he wouldn't have died if he hadn't come to Death Valley? Oh, it's Death Valley!
That's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny.
Nah. It's weird because he died in a hot tub, but it's already hot here.
That is weird.
Yeah, that's I feel like it would be underused.
Well, you see, the hot tub was in an air-conditioned room in the frat house, so it felt cold.
But why do you just have one room that's air-conditioned?
We like to use fans in the rest of the frat house. or eco-friendly.
Oh. I'm sorry, what school do you all go to?
We go to SoCal Tech. Caltech. Mm. I think it's just called Caltech. I'm a double major, actually. Philosophy and computer science.
Well, I imagine computer science is an uphill battle, as you come from a place with no computers.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, philosophy can exist in Middle Earth, but there are certainly no computers.
And we think you're dumb.
Oh, that's what I thought. That's what I bloody thought, Steve.
And point proven, because we didn't get it.
I'll have you know I've got a 4.0 GPA in philosophy.
And how's the computer science going?
Shut your bloody mouth, Steve. If I didn't have my axe right now, I'd hit the Zoom screen.
No, it's great. You have a 4.0 in scratching your chin.
Can I swear on this? Because I really want to.
Please!
Oh, fiddlesticks, you piece of shit! I'll shit in my hat!
Oh, no, please, don't shit in your hat!
Okay, what does that activate on Zoom when you do that?
Oh, you want to see?
It's just raining again.
It's not even raining. Don't lie to me. I don't see the rain.
Yeah, I do what's notice behind you there is a computer that looks like rain. It's been chopped.
Yeah. Did you
hack a MacBook in half?
I hacked a MacBook with code. That computer you see chopped is a Dell. Yeah, I'm a hacker. Anyway. Don't laugh at me. My friend Ricky Legolas just died.
Well, tell us about this party. Was this like a standard SoCal Tech frat party?
Oh, yeah, totally. It was a brutal rager. We had Pabst Blue Ribbon out. We had a whole keg of Ginebra beer. I don't know if you know that one.
Ginebra?
Ginebra. It's from the Philippines. I don't know why you would know that one. I don't know why.
Well, that's great. You guys had it.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. You know, standard
That's even more exciting to me than the Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're both exciting to me because, you know, I'm from Middle Earth and we don't have Ginebra or Pabst.
You just have standard ale.
We got ale. We've got mead. We've got water. Cranberry juice. Oh, don't remind me. Don't bloody remind me.
We didn't.
Okay. Sneaky bastard.
So I gotta know, Ricky Legolas follows you through this portal.
I grabbed my axe handle, he did.
The two of you now end up in Death Valley. Do you remain friends through it all? Like, are you on this mission together to join this frat and go back to school? Is he a part of all of this at every stage?
Ricky Legolas, well, in Middle Earth, he was just known as Legolas, but he took on the name Ricky.
That's his Upper Earth name.
That's his frat name, actually.
Oh, did you change your name ever so slightly from something else to it is now?
My frat name is Chode.
Okay.
Chode Thoroughshield.
No, Chode Gimlet. Or Gimlet Chode.
Are you saying Gimlet or Gimli?
Gimlet.
Okay,
it's
you're somewhere
Gimlet,
else.
Steve.
Who's your dad? Okay.
You don't know him.
Okay.
That's true.
He's in Middle Earth. I don't know what he's up to, honestly.
But the two of you were friends in this...
Me and Legolas were friends before and after, but no longer, because he is bloody dead.
I'm just thinking now, did you take computer science as a way to try and figure out how to reverse hack that portal?
No, I like it here. I don't want to go back.
Oh, that's nice.
Because of Gandalf. Yeah.
Right, he'll throw you back through again.
Yeah.
Every time I look at him in his big old stain on his robes, it's a reminder of my old self. Old buttered fingers.
When are you ever seeing him with stain? I feel like you won't have seen him since he threw you through the portal.
If I go back and I see him again.
Oh, if. Yeah. You're right. You're
if
right,
I go back.
Now he's Gandalf the slightly red.
That's pretty funny. I'd pay to see that.
Maybe I will go
you
back.
You don't have to. Just
you already
go back.
Saw it.
I can't go back. The portal closed.
Oh, it's one of those.
But if I didn't go back, I would have taken a picture because that would be funny to look at. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen on Middle Earth.
But you never want to see that again.
No, now I do because I just remembered because Steve told me about it. Gandalf the Slightly Red. That's fucking price. That's so funny. Sorry.
So this
still
was
in morning. Still in morning, guys.
Okay, we're getting more rain.
I guess not.
Yeah, they have Zoom kind of has turned off your feature, eh?
Yeah, I think they've disabled you for overuse.
You were the beta sucks. Test, and they've decided to scrap the feature.
That fucking sucks.
This was a brutal rager. How big is your house? How many people can attend?
Well, it's around. It's a triplex, right? So that's like three different apartments in one.
For the listeners, three plexes.
That's right.
Now, you're talking to two guys who lived in the same triplex in university.
Are you serious?
So don't try and get anything past us.
Are you bloody serious? Is this the one with the World War II bunker in the bottom?
Were you talking to me or were you talking to someone else?
It was you.
Okay. I forgot we chatted pre-pod for my pre-interview where I come up with all these questions.
Yeah. Sorry, that's my cry.
Oh, Ricky was your friend.
He was.
Oh, look at you.
He was my bosom buddy. Damn it. Through thick and thin, that bastard, and now he's dead.
So was this party all three floors?
Well, the third floor is just the air-conditioned room with a hot tub.
Okay.
Ricky was in there alone. I guess he's part of the party, but you know. But yeah, the other floors were in use. First floor, Pabs Blue. Second floor, Ginebra. Third floor, hot tub, baby.
You drink the hot tub water?
I could see how you would ascertain that from the pattern, but no. That's bloody stupid.
You can see how I would think that, but it's stupid.
It's stupid. Because the first two are regularly drinkable liquids.
Oh.
And the third is hot tub water. You ever drink hot tub water in that World War II bunker of yours?
No, but we also didn't have a hot tub.
We talked about it, but we thought the garage might collapse if we put it on there.
Oh, don't put it on top of the garage, guys. That's
we didn't.
Good. That's in the frat
maybe,
handbook. Sorry, go ahead.
I know you said this is stupid, so it's I don't want to accuse Ricky of being stupid, but is there a possibility he also thought the third floor was for drinking hot tub water? It seems like a pretty reasonable mistake.
I don't know.
One person's already made it.
I don't
maybe
bloody
he did
know.
Too. Okay.
I don't bloody
know. So we can't
know.
Rule it out.
Ricky, see, in Middle Earth, we didn't have hot tubs, right?
Mm.
We just had those springs with monkeys in them.
Monkeys?
You know what I'm talking about? You know, like in Japan?
I do know what you're talking about, those like Arctic monkeas.
Yeah, we
got
those
I didn't
in
know
Middle
those
Earth.
Also existed in Middle Earth.
They were also in Middle Earth.
Yeah,
so we have those.
I didn't know that.
We have those, and Legolas loved to drink out of them.
Okay, so wait a
but
minute.
But they were elven blessed. They were elven blessed.
Oh, is that kind of, is that like a diet thing for him? It's kind of like kosher?
Yeah, to bless things elven style?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of. I don't think he blessed the hot tub water, so I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have done that.
Okay,
now,
right.
Were these floors like pretty full? Why was he the only one on the third floor?
Oh, he booked it. You get to book the you get to book the tub room. During
for
parties?
Just yourself?
Well, it's a pretty big tub. It can fit, let's see, 8 to 12 people or 24 dwarfs. But he booked it just for himself. Because he likes his alone time.
So that was usual.
So
he'd
normal.
Usually book it for himself.
This is the first time he did it in a while.
Normally, he at least lets me come and hang out, you know, simmer down.
But this time, he wanted to be totally alone.
Yeah, this time he wanted to be
alone. Maybe something was up. Maybe he was... Maybe. What was he taking at school?
Legolas, let's see, what was he taking? Oh, fuck, I know this. Like, it's very different from mine. Fuck, what was it? It was poli-sci. He was doing poli-sci. He's like, I've had enough of elven politics.
I'm going to take politics.
It's time to study politics. It's time to leave politics behind and study politics.
It's very different, elven politics. In fact, the first time we went through the portal, Ricky was like, it's time to leave behind elven politics. That's what he said.
What do you mean the first time you went through the portal?
Oh, wait a minute.
I meant like initially. In like seconds after depositing into Death Valley.
That's You're what brushing he said. Sand off yourself.
I didn't brush the sand. I like it down and dirty. And Legolas, he did a quaint little brush. He looked up in the sky and said, it's time to leave behind the elven bullet. Oh, sorry, it gets me choked up.
It sounds like he was dealing with something else. I mean, you were thrown in there by by Gandalf the Little Bit Red. But as for Ricky, he might have been choosing to come with you, not only because he's your friend, but to leave something else behind.
Yeah, now what was going on with the state of elven politics?
Oh, holy shit, I didn't even think about that. So, right before we fell into the portal, Legolas, he killed a dude. An orc, sorry. He killed an orc.
That doesn't seem too abnormal.
Yeah, but it was a...
Orc too involved in elven politics.
It was one of the nice orcs, right?
Uh-oh.
And another elf saw him and said, you mustn't do that, Legolas.
Okay, and did that spark something? Like, was he then brought to the Elven Council or something? Did he get in trouble?
I think he was brought in front of the council, because Legolas was like, I didn't know that was one of the good orcs. Honestly, I was right there with him. I was about to scalp him, because, you know, we had a little wager going on. Who could kill the most orcs?
That's classic, you guys.
That was classic us. I was about to bonk this guy with my battle axe.
Just put with the butt of
bonk
it?
Bonk him?
Hit him with the handle?
Yeah, I was going to bonk him. Normally, I slice and dice. Normally, I'm a hack and slasher. But for this silly orc that wandered into Rivendell, I thought maybe I'll do a bonk this time. I don't want to bleed all over the rug, you know?
But you... So you're on his side. You thought he was a bad guy.
I thought the orc was a bad guy. But then I attended the council meeting and they were like, no. That orc was one of the nice ones.
So was he punished? Is that the drama that he got
no,
in trouble?
No, he wasn't. It was fine.
Okay.
But Legolas felt like pretty guilty about it. He's like, I shouldn't have killed that orc. That's what he killed. every time. I just
has
think
he mentioned
of him.
It since? Once you started your life in as frat boys in California,
you know,
I mean,
yeah,
is he still bringing it up?
How long ago was this? Sorry.
Let's see. I'm in third year now, going to a co-op. I'm going to a co-op.
For philosophy or for computer science?
Oh, computer science. There's no
Please
jobs
tell me it's
in
a philosophy,
Griffin.
You've got to do a philosophy co-op.
You sweet summer child. There's no jobs in philosophy. What am I going to do? Become
That's
a,
Game of Thrones.
A bloody lawyer? Oh, I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're talking about musical chairs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's, no,
nice.
That's a Game of Thrones, yeah.
Yeah. That's how we played it back in Rivendell.
You moved around big thrones.
Just dragged them. You needed like four people to push one.
Four people or one dwarf, baby. That's me.
Right. The math is backwards.
Are you hoping Zoom is going to do something for this?
Oh, let's see.
I wouldn't put it past Zoom to throw something up for that.
Nah, nothing. Bloody nothing. They cut me off.
Yeah, you got to pay for the Zoom premium if you want to get the flex going.
Fuck that. You kidding me? The economy these days? Even computer science doesn't have that many jobs. Oh, that shit.
Really? So where's your co-op?
Oh, yeah, I got lucky. It's an internship at this augmented reality beauty company. I like do front end for makeup brands like Sephora, Garnier.
So front end would be the
augmented
face.
Augmented reality?
It's like beauty try-on. It's like makeup try-on. Every day I'm like trying on virtual lipsticks and hair colors on myself.
You try it on for yourself, tell them if it looks good or not? What's the co-op? You're like, yeah, this lipstick works on me. You should sell this one.
There's sense to this, Griffin. I'm not just telling bullshit. No, I'm building the front-end experiences for our client websites. Like Maybelline is asking, oh, we want to put a little beauty try-on on our website. So you have to code up the front-end for that. And I don't make the augmented reality part. I just do the front-end.
That's just says, like, welcome to augmented reality, and then they do the rest.
Exactly. Cool. You need, like, a master's to do the augmented reality stuff. That'd be crazy if I could do that. But I do play around with it all the time.
And do you hope to get into that field?
Of augmented reality? I don't know. Yeah. It's just a job, you know? I don't do computer science for the passion.
Right. That your passion is philosophy.
Yeah, I like to scratch my beard.
Yeah, it is filthy.
I'm not glad, actually. That was mean of you.
No, you like being dirty, right?
I used to. That was old Butterfingers Gimlet. Chode Gimlet likes being clean.
And was Legolas' school going well?
Oh, he was killer. He had 4.0s down the board in poli-sci. He always knew the right thing to say to the profs and to the ladies.
I shouldn't have killed that orc.
Ladies love honesty.
You love that shit. They're like, oh, this guy's a badass. He killed someone and he feels remorse about it. Talk about multitudes.
Plus, both of you guys are like over 100, I think. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pretty but normal stuff.
The girls don't know that.
Oh, also, Gimlet, that's bad.
Hey, first of all, in dwarven age, I'm like a ripe 24. Legolas is like 30, but you know, he's dead, so what can you do?
Steve, should I ask about the death of Legolas at all, like discovering the body or anything, or should we go to break first?
We can find that out later.
Okay, what we're gonna do
why
is
you bring up death. It makes me cray.
You are in Death Valley.
Oh, I didn't even know it's that. Oh
no, I think we pointed that out earlier.
Oh, I forgot.
Okay, thumbs down
for the listeners. Taking a call outside in the middle of the desert. I will say, it's like you're on a hike.
You guys know that song Africa?
Yeah.
God bless the rains down in Africa.
Yeah.
I wish Weird Al made one for Death Valley. He'd make millions.
What do you think this song might be called?
Death Valley.
What we're going to do is take a quick break. When we come back, hopefully we can figure out what happened to Legolas. We are back on Kill the Death. I'm still here with the dog, Steve Cook himself.
Whoa, that's
the dog
cool.
Has found himself a little like motorboat.
That's cool.
I imagine a little Scottish terrier scooting across a lake.
That's funny.
That's funny.
It's funny to think of. It's funny to think of for sure.
We don't have Scottish terriers in Middle Earth.
No, you just have terriers.
What's that mean?
What does that mean?
I guess because you have a Scottish accent.
What?
A great deal of other.
What the bloody hell?
I guess because
this is a
SoCal
accent.
A great deal of the actors portraying the characters in Middle Earth. In fact, I'm gonna say like 100% of them at least have like British Isles, various British Isles accents.
No way.
Billy Boyd is Scottish, at least.
So just generally, I feel like every medieval fantasy is British.
I don't know. It's not fantasy. It's reality to me.
Sorry, every medieval reality is British.
Thank you. Bastard.
And we are, of course, still here with Chode. Chode, hello.
Chode Gimlet, motherfucker.
Chode Gimlet. Do I use the full name?
Yeah, do what you want.
Oh, okay, for the listener.
Say what you want.
Mimed sucking a big dick.
Thanks. That's not what I meant. It's meant like going
Your
punchy.
Tongue was out.
Zoom filled it in. That's what's crazy.
Oh, shit. That's one of the things.
That's one of the things.
A nice bloody cock pops up when I do a little booyah scene.
That's your booyah sign?
Booyah! It's a frat salute.
What is your frat called?
Oh, well, we're called the Beta Beta Betas.
Now, you are, of course, a frat at SoCal Tech.
Yeah.
You yourself, you're taking a double major in philosophy and computer science. However, you didn't always live there in Death Valley.
No.
You were thrown through a portal once you spilled cranberry juice on Gandalf. He had given you the quest of getting him a goblet full of cranberry juice, and you almost got it right. However, he was so enraged, he threw you down the portal. Your friend, Legolas, grabbed the bottom of your axe at the last moment. Maybe because he was dealing with his own issues, he killed one of the good orcs. He was mistaken, he didn't know if it was good or not, and you two were in a competition to see who could kill the most. The council banished him. Which is why when the two of you landed almost immediately, he said, I am leaving elven politics behind. The two of you then enrolled in university and joined a frat. The frat is, of course, a triplex where you throw parties on almost every night. However, the night you didn't was last night. Because Ricky Legolas, that is, of course, the name he adopted for joining the frat, just like you adopted Chode. You chose Chode and he chose Ricky.
We chose each other's. Actually, we chose each other's.
I think you might have been kinder to him.
What? Chode's cool?
I mean, in terms of the girth, yeah, but the length leaves much to be desired.
Well, I'm a dwarf, Griffin.
And?
Sorry, I'm crying. Leggy loved to call me his little Chody, so every time I just think about it, you know.
Oh. Now, the party last night, all three floors were in use. The first floor was Pabst. The second floor was a Filipino beer. What is it called?
Ginebra.
Ginebra. And the third floor, Ricky had booked all for himself, which was the hot tub.
Yeah. The air-conditioned room.
The air-conditioned room, so the hot tub actually had effect. Let's talk about you finding his body. What prompted you to go up to the hot tub room if it was booked?
Well, normally at 9 p.m. at night, Ricky Legolas's voice echoes throughout the whole frat house. He says, it's time I leave elven politics behind.
It's been 3 years.
He says it 9 times like he's a clock.
No, he says it at 9 p.m. every night.
Okay.
Oh, I know.
Then at 9 a.m. in the morning, he says, what does he say? I didn't know he was a bad orc. I don't know, I forgot. He says something like
These are
his little
mantras. The
memories are fading.
I don't know, he's dead. I'm trying to think happy memories.
So his voice did not ring out at 9 p.m.
Exactly. Exactly, thanks for picking that up. So I was like, oh, what happened? What happened? I gotta go check on him. So I had to burst down the door with my axe!
And your axe.
Yeah, and I said, here's Gimli!
Oh, you did call yourself Gimli at that moment.
Now, in that moment, you're Gimli. That's interesting.
No, because my name is Gimlet. And you know the movie The Shining?
Yeah.
The guy goes,
I
here's
see.
Johnny? It ends with a Y.
Oh.
So I say Gimli with a Y.
I see. You're doing The Shining.
I'm doing The Shining.
Poked your head in through the crack in the door. Looked.
I had like a deranged look in my face. And then I saw him. and I burst into tears.
Wow, so before careful, you even threw you the millions. Door.
I was like, yeah, here is Gimli.
Okay, so did you enter the room further?
Yeah, I entered the room. I knocked down the whole door and went, axe, axe, axe. I put on a bathrobe because you're not supposed to enter in your normal clothes. Because it's cold in there. Anyway, I went in. I saw he was floating like a dead fish, you know, his face down, all that shit.
Yeah.
And he was dead. He was blooded dead.
I think fish go face up.
A boo!
Oh, the sad memories.
He's crying again. I think it's booyah is your frat's expression.
Fat floppy cock.
Beep, beep, beep.
We're getting another
Skype?
Call.
Yeah, do you mind if I Skype?
Do you mind if I merge that Skype call into this Zoom call?
Get him in. Who is this bastard?
Hello?
It's me, you stinking bastard.
Holy shit.
How the hell are you?
It's one of my beta, beta, beta mates.
Booyah, beta, beta, beta.
Oh, booyah, beta, salute. Beta, beta.
The perfect salute.
Yeah, bring out your fat floppy cock. Yeah, this guy's
so
name
that
is
what it is.
Yeah, what else would that be?
Okay, I was hiding it. I didn't want to say that. But you got it out of me. It's a fat floppy cock. Yeah, this is Girth. This is Girth McGinnis. Hey.
Yeah. Girth McGinnis, hello.
My name's Girth McGinnis, yeah.
Girth, you're a member of the frat.
Yeah. My buddy Philip gave me that name when I joined the frat. And I gave him
what'd you call
Philip.
Him, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yep. I thought we were going with straightforward ones.
Mm. Where were you originally from?
I got Girth. I'm from Louisiana.
Cool. Oh, cool. New Orleans?
In the bayou.
Girth likes to make gumbo in the hot tub.
I love to make gumbo in the hot tub.
That's a lot of gumbo.
Well, it doesn't fill it. It's pretty spread out in the hot tub.
That's right.
Just chunks water. On the bottom of the hot tub.
And remember,
and you're there kind of kicking
the face
like
10 hot
to
tub.
12 people, so, you know, it's pretty yeah. good.
It's or 24 dwarfs.
That's true. Not many of those here, though.
No, you're the only one. The only one that I've met, anyway, but they could be all over. Who knows? There's portals popping up all over the place.
Are you serious? I didn't know that.
So I've seen.
Oh, yeah. Did you get pushed into one in Louisiana and you ended up in SoCal?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that about you, Gareth.
Yeah. I fell into the swamp while trying to evade a particularly nasty alligator.
A swamp?
I was on a.
Did
I
the alligator
a,
say,
a ghost
get
tour.
Out of me, swamp, before he pushed
he
you?
He did. Yes,
did he
did.
Did he call you donkey?
He did. He called me donkey, and he told me to get out of the swamp, and then
that wasn't an alligator.
I fell off the edge of the boat and right into a portal in which I fell out and into Death Valley.
That's pretty.
I brushed the sand off myself, and I said, "I'm never going back to the bayou.
Time to leave alligators behind."
I said, "Time to leave old ghost haunted walk." Behind, what the hell are those called?
Ghost tours.
Ghost tours. I used to run ghost tours of the bayou as a teen.
That's cool.
Oh, did you believe, or were you just doing that for the money?
Oh, you have to believe.
Oh,
you have to believe me. I did lead those tours.
You have to believe it's the truth.
You think Legolas will come back as a ghost one day?
Ooh.
Oh, he already has.
What? You've seen him? You've seen his ghost?
I haven't seen him, but I can guarantee that he'll be one.
Girth, how do I talk to him?
We can summon him in the old way that I knew from our days as a tour guide. I also ran, of course, seances. You gotta believe me.
Girth, I believe you. I bloody believe you. That's how we can solve this murder. We bring old Leggy back.
Yeah, he would be such a better guest.
Hey.
Well, just in terms of helpfulness.
Then which one of us?
I actually did mean you, Girth, but it also applies to Gimlet now that I think about it.
Well, because I don't see him running a seance.
I can do that.
So one of those might be actually a little more helpful.
No, I can run a seance, but...
Oh, can you? Yeah, all
only
right.
Dwarven
what do you do?
Ones. I can only run dwarven
What's
ones.
Step one of a dwarven seance?
How would you know, Gareth? You're not from Middle-earth.
He doesn't know. He's asking you.
Step one is, booyah. You got a booyah.
Oh, come on.
Oh, it just so happens to be the beta,
no,
beta, beta saloon.
That is the beta, beta, beta saloon. I think you know
No,
that.
I swear, believe me. I can do it.
Well, we'll run it together, and we'll summon him.
Oh,
very
that's,
simple.
Let's do it. Let's bloody do it.
Well, we'll do our best if he's willing.
He's
he has to be.
What,
he
what,
has to
what
want
if he's
to
not?
Return. Well, we have to make it very clear that we want him back, and if there's any sort of ill will or anything that you need to get out there, we need to expel it now. We need to make sure it's all out there on the table, because if there's anything left unsaid. Might be a reason why he's not appearing. Is there anything that you want to make known to him that
there
perhaps
is,
maybe you never said?
There is one thing. There is one thing. Like, if you're out there hearing this, I never told you, but I was getting that cranberry juice and I spilled it on purpose.
Whoa, what?
You were brought to this land, Chase, and not out of accident, because I did it on purpose, and now you're bloody dead.
Why did you do that?
Because I thought it'd be funny.
Was it?
It was for like a second. It was like Gandalf the Slayer of the Red. It was bloody funny.
That's pretty funny.
And I wish I had a fucking iPad to take a picture or something, but in Middle Earth we don't have iPads.
That's probably the saddest thing about Middle-earth.
Yeah.
And no Scotland.
What's that?
There's
then?
No... Well, that's where my family's from.
Oh! McGinnis? Oh! That's crazy. Small world, eh?
Is it? Because you don't have a Scotland.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Oh, that's what makes it so small. Scotland's huge.
Oh! I gotta go.
You have to go?
No, I want to go. I want to go to Scotland.
Oh, yeah. When this is all over, you and I are taking a trip.
You swear, McGinnis? Don't hold out on me, Garthy.
I would never. I think you need it. You lost a close friend. Let my aunt put us up in Inverness.
Oh,
spend a weekend with her. A couple meat pies on the house.
Yum, no. Yum, yum.
Okay,
don't invite
was.
Him.
Don't do that.
Don't invite
Please
him.
Don't do that in front of my
what?
Aunt.
I was just saying yum, like yum, yum about your aunt, not the meat pies.
All right,
I don't even eat
candle.
Meat anymore. Anyway.
Yeah, like I
guess
three we
dozen
can do...
candles. One second.
Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, is that step one for a human seance?
For a human seance,
but
we are summoning
candles.
An elf.
Yeah,
so
we're summoning
first,
an
we're
elf.
Starting three dozen candles, but because we're summoning an elf, we have to do something a little bit differently. We are it's not going to feel right, but we're going to have to all tug on our ears, make them kind of look more like elf ears.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotta be a little racist to start it off.
You have to do that. It's unfortunate, but yeah, do have to do that. You gotta.
For the listeners, I'm not doing it.
You gotta pull up on
we
your
know
ear.
Griffin's doing it. What's he doing? Why are you doing that, Griffin?
I made you do it.
Ah, that was bloody fuck classic.
I knew it.
Girth.
That's not part of the
classic
seance.
Girth. Cancel.
I got you. I got you.
Yeah,
you don't have
okay.
to do that. Okay, so we assess the candles. We lay them all out. If you could create...
Put one, these, two, three, dozen.
With the great. Best, with the best knowledge you have of his living likeness, try and form his shape with these candles.
All right.
Rearrange them. Make him as best you can. Okay?
Try.
Perfect. Stacking them in a pyramid sort of thing. Looks good. Now, let's step back.
He was very triangular.
Turn off all the fans in our room here.
I'm actually in the hot tub room right now, so let me turn off the air conditioner.
Turn off everything. Nothing should be affecting anything. The windows are closed. Okay, now watch. Now watch. Any or do any are any of the flames moving? Tell me if you spot a flame.
Holy shit, it's all of them. They're all moving.
Okay, they're all moving. All right.
Oh,
well, that's a good sign. It
like
means
flickering
he's here.
Like a normal flame? Oh, what?
He's in the room.
He's here
in
with
the
us.
Room.
Like, yes. If you're out there, say something, you bastard.
I did not know it was a good orc.
Oh! Holy shit!
It's 9 a.m.
Holy shit!
Oh, it's not him?
It's 9 a.m.
No, it's 9 a.m.
Oh. It's not him. It's not him.
That's not him. That is not him.
That wasn't him.
My name is Pete. I hit an orc with my truck.
Okay. Oh, Pete, you
I knew it. This
bastard.
Is someone else. You created
Get out of
Pete.
Here.
Well, let's talk with Pete. You say Pete?
Pete.
What?
Okay, like
Pete.
The
that
name.
Makes more sense. Oh, like the name. Okay, not the mountaintop. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. You're on the other side, Peter. You dead and gone.
What? The last
is
thing
that,
I remember was
true?
Driving my truck as fast as I could into a brick wall.
Okay, great.
A brick wall,
what do you
not
see?
An orc?
No, I hit an orc 2 years prior.
What do you see right now, Pete? What's nearby? What's around you?
I see God. He's waving at me.
Oh, shit.
He's in a big lawn chair splayed out.
Okay, ask him
we
to do
We both have
rock.
A drink with an umbrella in our hands.
Ask him to do the rock on sign with his hands. See what's see what happens.
God, hey, sorry to bug you.
Yeah, baby. I'm doing it right now, babes. Look at that.
Okay, so God did it, and a laser show appeared, and he's dressed like Austin Powers.
Sex?
Okay.
Yes, please.
Perfect. God would probably know. Can you ask God if Ricky Legolas can come to the phone?
Okay, God, sorry to keep bothering you.
Yeah, baby.
I know you're busy on the prowl. Would you be able to
put... behave!
Would you be able to put Ricky Legolas on the phone?
Sex? Yes, please.
I don't know if God understands much.
Yeah, baby. Okay, let me go.
Wait a second. I'm going to lift up this blanket. God put pillows under a blanket and just played Austin Powers. He tricked me. He Ferris Bueller'd me. Fuck.
So there's no God.
There is no God. It was a
okay,
Ferris Bueller-style trap. Bye.
Okay, so can confirm there's no God. That
okay, no God, but
that was
we
Pete
missed...
with a truck. We were very close to Ricky Legolas on that one. I'm going to try something else. Can you get your cell phone for me, Gimlet?
Gimlet chode, but Gimlet. I will.
No, Gimlet with a Y, like here's Johnny.
Here's phony.
Okay, there's your phone. Great. Call Ricky Legolas.
Straight up call him. All right.
Just try. With all the candles in the room, try calling him and put it on speaker.
1-877-988-0765.
He has a jingle? I thought it was a good orc. Hey, who are you?
Get off the line.
Who is the
mom?
Is
my friend.
Okay.
Like, wait. Cheated on me in the afterlife, you bastard?
There is. His mom's off the line. It's him. Ricky, are you hearing us?
Yeah.
If you're really Ricky, do the beta, beta, beta sign.
Oh, yes. It's Ricky! Legolas!
Keep it down, I'm hiding in the hot tub.
Wait, what?
What?
I shouldn't have answered the phone at all.
The hot tub of heaven?
No, the hot tub of the beta, beta, beta third floor.
Wait,
You're not dead.
Let me go up there right now.
You're up in this room already.
Well, I have to go up the staircase in the corner and come back down from the doorway.
Duh.
Yeah, the stairs up and down between the door and the hot tub. I know.
Yeah, they're in the corner.
It's a big hot tub. It fits 10 to 12 vertically. Anyway...
It's deep. I'm at the
Let
bottom.
You're at the bottom.
Get on up here. Swim on up here, you bastard.
It's empty.
What are you hiding from? Legolas, it's me, Girth.
Hey, he's on the call.
Girth, you summoned me through a seance, or did you just get Gimlet to call me on the cell phone?
I called you with a jingle.
We called you with a jingle.
0-7-6.
What? Did you tell that on the ghost tour?
Are you telling us you're not dead, Ricky?
I'm not dead.
You know, 9 times out of 10, a ghost isn't actually dead.
Oh, that's
you just
crazy.
Gotta call.
What?
Him. It's true.
So in the Ghostbusters song, when they're singing, "Who you gotta call? It's the ghost."
Who you gonna call? Your friend you thought you were dead.
Wow. That's crazy.
No, that you didn't nuts. Think you were dead. Well, whatever. The point is, you're still alive. What happened? Why are you at the bottom of the tank?
There was an elf at the party.
Oh, what?
Oh!
I told you there's portals all over the damn place.
No.
King elf.
King.
The king elf was here.
King elf is here?
Are you in trouble? Are you running from something in your past?
I was running from elven politics, but it seems as though they found me at the party.
No, you were always trying to leave them behind.
And I thought I did.
What
but
did
he
want?
Was down at the... At first, a Pabst Blue Ribbon, and I spotted him pulling a bunch out of the cooler. The beer.
Ginebra?
He wanted a Ginebra on the second floor, and then...
I didn't give him the chance. He didn't say anything to me. I quickly booked the room for myself, the third floor hot tub room for myself, to get away, to hide Smart. From those elven politics, but he must have been looking for me.
Smart.
Did you see him at the party, either of you?
I did see someone. I saw a big, tall elf.
Did he have a huge crown?
Yeah.
Was he on a throne that was like with those poles and he had people like carrying him in the air the entire time?
He did, and he was saying, "Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones."
He was chanting Game of Thrones.
Yeah, he wanted to play musical chairs.
I remember that. I don't fuck
with that, so, you know.
And don't you remember? Little Wiener spilled a bit of beer on his robe.
Hey, don't call me that.
You no, spilled a little bit of beer on his robe.
I did. I spilled some Ginebra on his robe.
Not you.
That's well, I thought you said Little Wiener. I thought you were talking about George.
I did. But that was, there's another member of our frat named Little Wiener.
Another member.
Yeah.
That's
funny.
Yeah.
That was you. You spilled Ginebra
on
his
robe. It was me.
Ginebra?
It was me. I spilled some Ginebra on his robe.
Ginebra on his robe.
So, did he leave right away? Maybe you actually saved Legolas from encountering the king.
He said,
"I gotta go back to the council."
That's what he said.
And tell them about my beer shirt.
Yeah. He said,
"I gotta show this to Gandalf."
Twins. I'm gonna wring it out in his mouth.
True, they don't have Filipino beer back in Middle-earth.
Oh, wow.
Just ale.
And mead. And water.
And water. It's gonna blow Gandalf's mind.
I owe you everything, Chode Gimlet Throwshield.
Hey, Ricky. Give me a kiss, you big bastard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby. Sorry.
God
spoke through me.
It's a miracle.
Merry Christmas, real. Everyone!
And that wraps up another successful episode of Killed to Death. First, I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. I want to thank Zach Aaron for our theme song, Mary Jane Schumer for our art. If you want to follow Killed to Death, you can do so on Instagram, Killed to Death Podcast, or XK2D Pod. If you have a suggestion for a murder, why not email killedtodeathpodcast@gmail.com?
Mm-hmm. And Speaking of the movie Elf, or God.
Lord of the Rings.
No.
Okay.
Lord of the what?
What the hell is that?
Of course, I'm talking about Griffin and Steve Guess the Movie, which is a podcast you can listen to that is all movies all the time. And it's Griffin and I playing a movie guessing game with each other that we've made. With some custom hints and clues when you can play along at home, see how fast you can guess the movie. So if you listen on Apple Podcasts, go check it out on Sonar Plus. That's Griffin and Steve. Guess the movie.
And we're going to turn now to a Gimlet Throwshield who just found out his friend is actually alive and was just hiding in the hot tub.
So good. What a great ending. Oh, let's see. What do I have to plug? I met someone on my co-op. His name is... He did this job like a couple of years ago. Anyway, his name is Lance Orbello, Toronto improviser, I think. He's got a few shows up this week.
Let's see, well,
Oh, yeah, I don't know if I told you the date. This episode is out April 19th.
Oh, fuck that, man. Who knows what he has? I think he has a monthly show coming up with his friend Josh Zimmerman. He's part of the Front Street Boys. They're a duo also in the world's biggest improv tournament. And if they've made it that far, then vote for them after April 19th. I don't know. I don't know the exact dates. I don't know. Look, Lance, sort of bellow up on Instagram. You'll find out your goofies.
Wonderful. This is great news. It's rare we have such a Merry Christmas here on Killed to Death.
True. Only comes once a year, eh?
That's right. April 19th.
Oh-ho!
Ho-ho!
Ho-ho! God bless us, everyone!
Killed to Death is produced and recorded by Steve Cook and Griffin Toplitsky and is a proud part of the Sonar Network. Music by Zach Aaron. Art by Mary Jane Schumer. Special thanks to Mike Mangiardi, Katie Lure, and Tom Shank. Please follow and like Killed to Death wherever you can so the boys know how to value their worth as human beings.
Has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!